When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Thanks for listening to the Bart and Han Show podcast. Listen live weekdays at noon on 98.7 ESPN.
It's 12 o'clock in the greatest city in the world. It is Bart and Han, Alan Han, Bart Scott, 98.7 ESPN. 800-919-3776 is the number.
Are you ready to shut up now, Alan?
Nope.
Hush. Okay, what the hell was it today? Listen, you some people you just can't satisfy.
Nope.
Oh, wet towel, wet blanket.
He never satisfied.
Now, what are you going to do when Jadeveon Clowney visits today and do it? You still go, oh, well, you know, he's just a one-year guy. He can't play that well. You know, he had a good season, but look at the defense he was on with the Ravens.
True story. I did research on what he likes for breakfast.
Ah.
Found out he loves bacon. Won't eat it during the season.
Won't eat it during the season?
Big eggs, hash browns, but doesn't have bacon during the season, but loves it.
What kind of hash browns?
That's a good question.
See, because I like the hash brown patties.
But I'm saying that
not everybody like hash browns.
He sent the sandwich. Mike Williams took that sandwich everywhere. He's at the Nets game with it.
I tell you what, they need like that's free publicity for that place. Whoever Matt is,
yes.
Needs to get a plug.
Well, Matt is one of the big Jets Twitter guys. Like he's a kid.
But what I'm saying is, he should never have to pay. At the amount of publicity that place in Morristown is going to get.
Yep.
He should never have to pay for a meal. He should be able to go there twice a day if he wants to for the rest of his life.
But I'm just saying we got to double down. I mean, Jadeveon Clowney comes in the building. You can't let him leave. Give him the breakfast he loves. What about your guy? Who's the cook?
You still got Van Noy.
Who's the cook? Who's your guy there who's the cook? You should reach out to him. Here, make this for him. Gotta love it.
Oh, damn.
Really?
My boy.
Yeah, your boy.
He's my personal cook.
I know. Yeah, and you forgot his name.
I can't think of his name right now.
That's rough.
Marcus.
Marcus.
Marcus make a mean jerk chicken. Marcus also caters all our events.
Yep.
Like if you're a person, you go out there, you want Marcus to come hook you up.
Well, doesn't someone need to tell Marcus that he needs to put together the breakfast? Well, it's kind of late now, but the meal that'll get the deal done. It's a big deal, don't you think?
It is. But you go right here eating a sandwich. Are you not?
Oh yeah, they're showing it right now. He did take a bite out of it. He said it was really good.
Are you
not? The Jets leaned into this, and I think it's cool.
Yeah, he's like, yo, this might seal the deal right here, say. But he only took one bite,
and then he had apparently he was at the Nets game and he had the bag.
He should give it a name like Wilson. like
right. Don't eat the rest of it.
Like fold it up, put it in a brown paper bag, and draw a face on it. Call him Taylor.
I love it. I'm telling you.
Is he gonna be called Taylor?
Yep, it's Taylor Ham, right? I love it. I think it's great.
TH.
And so, like, it just needs to continue now and turn into a thing.
But once again, isn't this an incentive-based? We don't know the deal, but isn't this an incentive-based deal?
Do we have the details of the deal?
Well, we know that Tyron Smith is damn near
that good. One is very much
What I'm saying is, you know what I'm saying? For the battle of the GMs right now,
mm-hmm.
I want to ask the fans out there.
Oh, now.
Courtesy.
So after 2 weeks now. Which local team has done more to get better?
What general manager doing this thing? And can Joe Shane pull a banana out the tailpipe by one, either moving back to 11 and getting whoever they want, allowing Minnesota to go up there? What if they move to 11? Say, all right, you want to move up here to get your quarterback? I'm gonna need 11-23. I'm gonna need 11-23. You can get listen. People believe this Brian Thomas dude is the truth too. So maybe it's still a receiver there, but now you got a 23 as well. And you still got your second to move up back higher
mm-hmm.
in the first round if you want.
Yeah, the deal's a 1 year worth up to $15 million, so we don't have all the details yet. I thought we might have something there, but you know, still.
Is Joe Douglas doing a master class?
On paper, this is a good
Come on, man.
Move.
Listen, whether the move works out or not.
He said he'll be ready.
Whether these moves work out or not.
Mm-hmm.
It's masterclass at GM.
You think so?
Yes.
It's a con-
like Tyron Smith can get hurt.
I want to say it's great, but
he did everything last
year. You do know there's a little bit of risk involved here, right?
Of course. That's what. Who doesn't have risk? When you get any free agent and he gets hurt, is it not a risk whether he's signed long term or not? It's always a risk.
It's a greater risk. Ask any insurance
If Saquon
company.
Barkley goes over there and gets hurt, you know, with Philadelphia, is that still not a risk? But it's a risk worth taking.
Bart, if you have a heart condition versus not having a heart condition, would an insurance company see you as a greater risk?
See, that's not what I'm talking about.
But that's what I'm talking about.
What I'm talking
about. There is a risk. I'm not saying it's bad. I'm telling you, though, there is an asterisk to all of it. Here, you don't believe me? You don't believe me? Everybody loves Mina Kimes. You can't not like Mina Kimes. Here's Mina Kimes. This is how I feel.
I think that's kind of how I feel about a lot of the moves the Jets made and sort of the Jets in general. If they're all healthy, offensive line, Tyron Smith at left tackle, fantastic. Aaron Rodgers coming off Achilles, if he's healthy, fantastic. Mike Williams, if he's healthy, fantastic. The offense, if they're healthy, should be really good. And we'll see what Rodgers looks like coming back. They're very all in, which I think is the right approach given the quarterback and his age. But obviously, there's a lot of unknowns because of the health factor.
And that's how I feel. Okay. And the funny thing is, it's all I've been saying about the Knicks. So now I'm saying it about the Jets. If healthy, they could be so much, but that, if healthy is such a big prefix.
But that's so goofy.
Why is it goofy? It's real.
Because if Lamar Jackson's healthy, the Ravens are a real legitimate shot. Past health is not an indicator of future health. It's not. It's not. Past health. So what I'm saying is everybody that's
how old is Lamar Jackson?
If Brian Burns, but he's been out for 2 years. Joe Burrow's been out for 2 years. It don't matter. Age ain't an indication of health. We play a collision sport where injuries happen, 100% injury rate.
But the older you get, the more likely you are to break down, yes? Isn't that true?
He signed a 29-year-old receiver.
Mm-hmm.
He's only played in, I know he's 29. I don't know if he was a kid that was held back in high school, third grade. I know a lot of guys, he's from South Carolina, so it's the South, so it makes sense. But he's only been in the league 6 years. So that means he was a Sean Green, 23, 24-year-old rookie. So how much wear and tear does he got on his body? He had an injury.
Yep.
That doesn't mean he's injury prone. He's still young when it talks about miles on the body.
He's coming back from an injury. Look, Bart, I'm trying to give you the part of me that has that trepidation, okay?
I want
you to understand why I feel, and I think why a lot of Jets fans will feel this way.
But that's what every...
This is great. Listen, you're missing the point that I made. This is great. The story yesterday was awesome. The fact that he didn't let him leave the building.
When you say
it's
but,
awesome.
When you say but, you set me up for the but.
And I have to do that. But, and I know you like buts. But for me, I cannot overlook the fact that, and I'm going to checklist it for you. He is another player that they signed that has an injury history. This one is very recent. And can I add to it... the knowledge that I have from the current wide receiver on the team that the turf they play on is kind of, I don't want to say dangerous, but it's certainly a concern for anybody that has to run and cut. I don't want a guy who's coming off an ACL.
I played on the same turf.
To then have to come back from his first year back playing on turf that some guys say is not really the best. That's what I mean. So when you ask me, look, I am trained as a Jets fan to think what can go wrong now because Aaron Rodgers played four plays.
That's why you'll never enjoy life.
I can't.
You can't live in a
as
moment.
As a Jets fan? No, I cannot.
Moment.
I can't.
Because I guarantee you, if we go to every field in the NFL,
yep.
I guarantee you somebody got hurt on it. You want to bet? You want to bet? You want to bet?
I think you're right.
You want to bet?
I think
Thank
you're right.
You. Whether it was grass, yep. synthetic.
But did every field, did countless players say, that field sucks. It is not stable. I don't feel comfortable on it. And you just have to have it in the back of your mind when you're running. That's what literally players have said about MetLife Turf. And I just got a wide receiver coming off ACL
it's
who says he'll
turf.
Be ready for week one.
It's different turf.
But he's going to play. His first games are going to be
it's different
on
turf.
That turf.
It's different turf. That ain't the same turf that was the year before.
This past season.
Yes.
Did we not talk to Garrett?
In. But they just put that in.
I know. I know.
So do they change the turf again? Like, or is it in your head? Because that
you
could be
can't acknowledge
turf.
That at least to have that in the back of my mind that is holding me back from me being like completely like delirious about the last couple of days of signings. That's what
no,
I'm saying
what
to
I'm
you.
What I'm saying is you haven't even allowed yourself.
Oh, by the way, Morgan Moses tore his pec. He's also recovering from a surgery.
It's a torn pec.
It doesn't matter. It's an injury. Another injury.
Let me tell you something.
They're piling up already.
Let me tell you something. When football players finish the season, damn near everybody gets some type of procedure.
I'm aware. You've told me this many times.
Almost everybody.
I know, but torn pec sounds really serious.
No, it's not. It's really not.
For a guy that has to use his chest to push?
Bro, it is not a big deal.
Okay. Then why did it tear if it's not a big deal?
It's not a big deal to recover from.
Okay. I got it. I got it.
It's, oh, my God. You just don't want to have to hush. That's all it is. You don't want to have to hush. Joe Douglas right now,
mm-hmm.
He's batting 1,000.
1,000?
A thought.
1,000.
Where's the miss?
Batting 1,000.
Where's the miss? Oh, he let Bryce Huff go? Where's the miss? If you get to David Clowney, David Clowney had more sacks than Huff last year. And he's better against the run.
Tyrod Taylor's your backup quarterback.
Yes.
That's your backup option for your 40-year-old
yes,
quarterback.
Yes.
And who's coming off an injury.
And out of all the backup quarterbacks in the league.
The guy who gets hurt a lot.
Yes. The guy who gets hurt.
That's your backup.
Against who?
That's your backup.
Who does he get hurt against?
I know, you've done this.
In the history of his injuries.
Well, the funny thing is,
Jake, help me out, Jake.
Watch him get hurt in practice.
In the history of Tyrod's injuries.
He'll get hurt in practice because he's playing against the Jets in practice.
They don't tackle him.
They'll find a way.
They don't practice tackle.
It's the Jets. Something is going to happen.
Jake, out of all the injuries that Tyrod has had, one was a medical injury because the dude was supposed to give him a cortisone shot.
And what was the cortisone shot for?
And punctured his ribs.
It was a cortisone shot was for an injury.
Oh, I'm sorry. We how dare us require athletes to play, football players to play with pain. Ooh, that's a big meal. Oh, my God. We asking football players to play with pain, to take a cortisone shot. Cortisone shots to football players is as common as peanut butter and jelly sandwiches, son. We all take a shot. I took a turtle shot in the ass every week. Gladly. Ugh.
Take one now if you could.
That feels good, bro. Do you guys want me to go through my tradition of when I went and got my turtle shot?
Sure.
Okay.
I'm interested.
So here we go. We go in there. It's a line. And I'm standing in line. It's like the line for Squid Games or Hunger Games, right? When you're trying to get your stuff.
Mm-hmm. There's a line?
Yes, it's a line. Line
guys just waiting?
Everybody wants
a shot. It's like when the new phone comes out, everybody waits around the corner?
Everybody wants a shot.
Mm-hmm. Interesting. What day is this?
It's game day.
Game day?
Yes.
Wow.
I'm one person back. I'm up. And these are the words that I chant. Oh. Yes. The it. Where else would I keep it? Whoo! This way, mother. This ain't no funeral home. This ain't the Terror Dome neither. Welcome to hell, mother. Now let him stick me in my ass and give me the shot. And now it's welcome to the Terror Dome for the opponent. Because you want to know why?
Did you feel great?
You want to know why?
How long? How soon do you feel like ready to go?
It's in the bloodstream. It's instantaneous. You know why?
Hmm.
Whatever injury I have.
You don't feel it?
I can't feel it. It's like when you can't feel your hand and you broke your wrist. It's like, just throw it. It's like, it's going to stiffen up in a couple of rounds. You won't feel it. Just throw it. Oh, you get that turtle shot, and then cats start hating.
If too they much. Ever
cats
remake,
start hating. Cats start hating.
If they ever
start
remake,
telling, now we got to get the pill.
Any given Sunday, you need to be in that movie.
I can play Shark. I can play Shark role.
You need to be LT. In that movie. No, seriously. If they ever, because they remake everything these days. If they ever remake that movie, you need to be in it.
The hit. Woo! Where else would I find it?
You sound
that's
so excited
from,
that's about
that's from Tales
this.
From the Hood.
I
it's a guy from the Mod Squad, Clarence. Oh, we're going to have to find that and play the original when we come back. But let's go back to the Jets.
No, I think you are getting – it's almost like you're blocking out my positive because you're hearing the slight hesitation.
Just because you're acting like the Temptations,
it's
man.
Bothering you that I am just saying to you, I wish I could be all in.
Listen,
but
if
these guys is what keeps me from being all in.
If these guys had no history of injury, Would you be all in? Would you be happy?
Would they be available? They wouldn't be available if they were all healthy.
Mike Williams would.
Well, they are saving money there.
His was a matter.
Yeah, they are saving money.
Keenan Allen, too. His was a matter of money.
Mm-hmm. They are. They're
$34 million cap hit.
Yeah. I get it.
It's like you just got a used car that the dummy who bought it originally paid $30,000 overboard. He only put 8,000 miles on it because he ain't driving that much.
Is it fair for me to say
you got it for $60,000 cheaper?
I got you. But you also got it where, you know, the Carfax is showing you there's some damage.
Yeah, but it was only a bumper.
Can I say this though? Because I went into the offseason with dreams and hopes of Davante Adams.
Okay.
This is like a little bit of a
He's a younger Davante Adams.
He's a younger injured Davante Adams.
Davante Adams is towards ACL too, if you don't remember.
Ago.
Oh, nah, it's years ago.
Well, he's shown full recovery.
Oh, but he's a 32-year-old receiver. He's on deck. He's
mm-hmm.
due.
Mm-hmm. Just telling you.
You telling me what?
That Tyron, this is the issue.
Tyron Smith isn't injured. He didn't finish the season injured. He went through the whole season.
No, he 13 games.
So the what? Whole season. That's because he was coming back from an injury the mm-hmm. year before.
Right, yeah.
So they worked him in.
Yeah.
Oh, so are you afraid of Breece? Breece came back from an injury.
I was concerned.
He was on a pitch count.
I was concerned. But that young blood, it's amazing.
Oh, now it's young blood. I thought he's 75 years old because he's a running back. And they still
you really won't accept this.
And they still gonna draft the and they still gonna draft
I am
the
giving
great
you,
offensive lineman.
I am giving you the insight of
no.
and the concern.
I'm telling you, let it
of
go.
How, what fans must be thinking right now. They have to be thinking this way. You want to be all in. You want to love this.
Okay,
a lot of brand name. I'm big on the brand names. You know me. If you want to rebuild, you got to give me brand names. You can't sell me on analytics and all this other crap that, well, if you put him in here and he, if you forecast what he could do, don't give me that. I need brand names.
Everywhere you look, they're talking about Mike Williams.
Yeah, of course, because it's a big deal.
Oh, it is.
It is. I didn't say it wasn't.
Is it really?
I didn't say it wasn't a big deal.
You know how down he is? He went to a Nets game. That's let you know.
Well, there's nothing else happening in the city. They wanted to send him out somewhere.
You could have went to the city.
I'm just saying they wanted him to be seen.
He would have did. He would have did better going to the play.
Standing O and
more people would have tweeted about him going to Scarlet's.
Yeah.
Than the Nets game.
Maybe.
Nets stink.
That's a sad story right there. And Zion though put on a show. Oof. But the Nets thing is not good.
You know Zion's lost 25 pounds.
No, he's
lost 25 pounds in the last month or two.
Yeah. This is what he wants.
Are y'all going to apologize to him?
No. Why would I apologize? He did exactly what we were saying he needed to do. He got his ass into shape. That's exactly what we said. Why would I apologize when you did exactly what we all said you need to do?
Could have hurt his feelings.
What's the apology? No, you're welcome is probably what I'll say.
Maybe he was on the process. See, everybody else wanted to take credit for the work that he did.
Yeah, you're welcome. You got your head right. You needed to hear that criticism. It was constructive and it helped you.
Tell me who's son and who right now? Because now we all want the Giants and the Jets to both.
Right, you're dying for this. So we're going to do 800-919-3776. So, you know, it was Joe Shane in week one.
But Joe Shane can change
it's
everything.
It's Joe Douglas in week
day.
Two. Which GM has got, because both guys aren't done yet, which GM has gotten his team closer?
Who's in the lead right now?
To improve.
Because at first, Brian Burns, it was all Giants.
That's a big story.
He got to a big run.
Yeah, but they still haven't got a wide receiver yet. Here's the question. Who's going to get you touchdowns? On the Giants. Who? There's no Saquon. Who's your touchdown maker?
I would argue that the Giants should have got Mike Williams.
Mike Williams? Yeah, it's not a bad one. That's a good argument. All right, here's Mike Williams on why he chose the Jets. Remember, he was supposed to go meet with the Steelers. They didn't let him leave. So why Jets?
Well, for me personally, I just felt like it was a great fit for me, Aaron. I want to be able to, you know, play with him, pick his brain, learn from him, playing alongside Gary. Kind of remind me of Keenan a little bit, similar style play, great route runners. And I feel like we can complement each other in that area. The running game is pretty good. Defense is elite. So I just feel like we got a pretty good opportunity ahead of us. Just looking forward to it.
I wish everybody could see Bart the minute he said playing with Aaron.
Oh, my goodness.
Bart was like that toddler that just wanted to burst out of the car seat and just have a tantrum.
I told you so.
Oh, there you go.
I thought people were supposed to come because they want to play with Aaron Rodgers. Took a nice deal.
We don't know. It's just 15 mil. We don't know what the deal is. Up to 15.
Let me tell you something. Mm-hmm. They paying 11 for Alan Lazard. That's a damn deal.
Mm.
They were paying $15 million for Corey Davis.
So is
3 years ago.
So Lazard is as good as gone at this point now. If you sign this guy, Lazard.
No, they can keep him on as a third. He was always designed to be a third receiver.
Jeez.
Maybe you tell Corey Davis, hey, you can keep
yeah,
that.
Yeah, yeah, we're all set.
Yeah,
you can. Why don't you stay retired? So there goes your Corey Davis.
No, you still can bring him back.
Right, I need to get the thoughts, though. 800-919-3776, you know, because Joe Shane got it started. Joe Douglas, though, picks up in week two. Which team has gotten closer to better? Does that make sense? Closer to better. Or, you know, because you have to get pieces that make you better. So which one? I don't want to say more better, but you get what I'm saying. Who's closer to better? The Giants or the Jets? Right? Like, which team made that? I'm telling you. The Giants, quarterback, still a concern.
Receiver,
who's getting touchdowns on offense? Who?
Cornerback.
And then the Jets, it's...
Safety.
Did you do enough? And is there a risk? The risk that's involved here cannot be overlooked no matter how much Bart is trying to get me to overlook it. 800-919-3776. Let's start off with Ben in Brooklyn. Go ahead, Ben.
Hey, thanks for having me on. I don't mean this to be disrespectful towards Bart, but he does understand both the tackles, Moses and Smith, are both in their 30s with injury history. Blocking for a quarterback that literally is a mobile quarterback, someone who's focused on mobility, coming off of an injury that has, I'm not going to go through all the players, but how many countless players have had their careers been derailed by that injury, by an Achilles,
not anymore.
ACL.
Not anymore. Achilles, not anymore. I watched Cam from the Rams come back in short period of time and ball out. I watched T. Sizzle tear his and still have a hell of a career. Like, he tore his a long time ago. So not anymore. This ain't Dan Marino, bro. Guys come back from these all the time. It's not even a big deal. I watched Kevin Durant come back from it, still balling. What are we talking about? What are we talking about? Now, guys, quarterbacks don't get hit like they used to. Like, and you talk about Morgan Moses' injury history. Name me the season that he missed. Having surgery after the season means that he played with it. So what's the big deal?
But
they're still going to draft one with a top 10 pick. They're going to get probably the third best tackle. If they go right tackle, they may get the best tackle in the game, and he don't even have to play.
Okay, but that guy could end up like a Mekhi Becton also.
I mean, oh, God, okay. You can't preach some people. If he end up like Mekhi Becton, you still have Morgan Moses for this season. We're talking about season.
I'm telling you, all eggs are in the basket for this one season.
Weren't they always supposed to be?
Yeah, so one thing I will say, Ben, because I'm on your side with the argument, but I will say, though, that when you go there, though, you're kind of losing the argument because – when you have Aaron Rodgers at 40 years old, you have to be all in a short window.
And where's
2 years.
Old? Dwayne Brown, before he got hurt last year, played at a high level at 38. What the hell are we talking about? This ain't back in the day where guys don't play.
Don't bring up this is not sustainable. It's not supposed to be. It's a year to 2 year window, and you got to be all in. That's what the Rams did when they got Stafford. It's an all in short window kind of thing.
Yeah, how old was they tackle?
But this is a big risk with it too.
How old was their
40
tackle?
Years old?
Oh, he was 40 years old when they won the Super Bowl. Yeah. They still wanted to sign him
back.
He just said, "I'm good. I'm leaving."
Yeah, he did what he needed to do.
So why in the hell are we talking about 33 is 7 years younger than 40?
Mm-hmm.
So don't bring up the age of the tackles.
And Whitworth coming off injury? He wasn't coming off injury, was he?
Yeah, he was hurt 1 year.
Yeah, okay.
Like, what are we talking about, B?
800-919-3776. Mike is in Brooklyn. What's up, Mike?
Hey, what's going on, fellas? How y'all?
All right.
Quick question. The reality is, I'm a Giants fan. But the Jets are closer to doing their thing than the Giants. The Giants, Joe Shane's trying to figure things out. He's stripping us down to, you know, build us on up. But
yep, he's rebuilding.
Hope is all on the Jets right now because they're getting the pieces. They're going for the gold. They really are. Got no choice.
So the Jets are closer to better?
Way closer to better than the Giants.
Okay. All right.
I might have to turn off the TV for the next season again.
Yikes. Yeah, especially offensively, Mike. Thanks for the call.
You got Devin Singletary.
Who's your touchdown guy? Who's your big play guy?
First of all, don't turn the TV off. because when Philly come in, you're going to see an offensive show.
You want to watch those games as a Giant fan? I'm sure you do.
Saquads.
You are such a spitster. 800-919-3776. All right, we've got calls to get to. We will. Plenty more to talk about with you. A very busy day here, but Bart wants me to be sunshine and rainbows, and all I'm saying is I just...
Damn, at least be somewhere in the middle.
Little hesitation. Just a little, like, I think it's great, but I think there's this feeling of...
Like you said, this is the whole thing.
High risk.
This is you. Man, if they can get Tyron Smith, that'd be a hell of a pickup. Well, you know he was injured last year. He only played 13 games.
Mm-hmm.
Yo, if they get Mike Williams, man.
It's a good pickup. What did I say? I said they shouldn't let him leave the building.
Mike Williams gives them options.
Yeah, and Jadeveon Clowney's coming in today, and I say the same thing. They signed him, it'll be even better.
They gave him a damn sandwich.
Yeah. They gave him a sandwich.
He said the sandwich sealed the deal. And you're like, well, you know, he is coming off injury. Make it make sense.
I heard he took a bite in the sandwich and he chipped a tooth, already getting hurt. 800-919-3776.
He got gingivitis. He got gum disease.
Or no, 98.7 ESPN.
Gordon Damer at the 98.7 Tullamore Dew Sports Desk. Well, it's good times for the Knicks that they've won the three games to start out their West Coast road trip. The bad thing is all the injuries continue to be an issue. OG Anunoby away from the team with a flare-up in that elbow. Earlier this morning on DiPietro and Rothenberg, Rick and Dave kind of weighed the expectations for the Knicks with all these injuries.
If Randall doesn't come back, OG's healthy and Robinson is back.
I think they can win a first-round playoff series.
Can they go to the Eastern Conference Finals?
Listen, I don't want to say there's no chance, but, I mean, he's an All-NBA player, man. I mean, he's a legitimate offensive threat that you have to account for.
All right, let me give you another scenario. OG out, Randall back,
I would say probably the same thing.
Same thing. So in order for the Knicks, to go to the Eastern Conference Finals, they have to have all those guys available.
And that is brought to you by Tullamore Dew, because when it's game time, it's Tully time. Tullamore Dew, the original triple-distilled, triple-blended, and triple cast matured Irish whiskey. Be sure to grab a Tullamore Dew or try the brand new Tullamore Dew Honey. During tonight's action, glasses up to enjoying Tullamore Dew responsibly. Coming up at 3 o'clock, it's the Michael K. Show, and it's only here on 98.7 FM.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Now, let's talk about the play of the week. The pressure to follow up Hypnotic and Cognac, weighing heavy on the team. Hypnotic was in the cup, blue, and ready for the play. And, boom! Añejo Tequila came in with a smooth assist to Hypnotic's tropical fruit finish. Shaken, strained, poured. It was green and good! The playmaking splash shifted the tempo. Another great cocktail from the Hypnotic team. Every season is Hypnotic and tequila season. Hypnotic Liqueur, Bardstown, Kentucky, 17% alcohol by volume. Hypnotic reminds you to think wisely, drink wisely. 10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships. Your skills. Your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/network.
Thanks for listening to the Bart and Han Show podcast. Listen live weekdays at noon on 98.7 ESPN.
Hi, Bart and Han, Ellen on Bart Scott, 98.7 ESPN. Let's get right to the calls, shall we?
Come on.
Big Rob's mad at me. Go ahead, Big Rob.
Hey, guys. Hey, Bart.
What up?
Han, your boy's bringing me down, man.
I know. He's a wet towel, man. I feel like he's a temptation. Sunshine, blue skies. Oh. Please go away.
That's all right.
Damn.
So I'm a veteran. I drive for the Department of Veterans Affairs in New Jersey.
Oh, thank you. That's great stuff.
But, homie, you're bringing me down. Man, isn't every team's future contingent on the health of their main players? Like Bart said a minute ago, Burrow, Lamar.
No, totally understandable. It's
Maybe I'm not expressing it. Am I not expressing it properly? Like, you are bringing in, this is all I'm saying. I have no problem with the players at all. Like, yes, this is what you got to do. I am saying not that this is a bad signing. I never said that. But, what I mean is that there's that part of you as a fan that sees the injury history and has that little bit of concern, like, this feels risky. You know you got to do it, but it feels risky, and it's hard to be all in. Like, you know how we get? We want to look at the roster and go, this team can win a Super Bowl, right? Like, as fans, you want to be able to
– somebody get hurt.
It's like, just, you know what, Big Rob, same thing as the Knicks. Maybe that's why. Maybe I'm going through it because Knicks in January, I'm going, this team can go to the – this team can go toe-to-toe with the Celtics. Like, I started feeling it, and then you say it, and then you start thinking about what excitement is coming. And then the injuries happen, and now, like, I can't say that. I can't with this team now. I can't say, oh, the Knicks can still go toe-to-toe with Celtics. I can't say that because I don't know what Randall's going to be. I don't know what OG's elbow's going to turn into, if Robinson's coming back. I have no idea. So I can't. And that's what's frustrating when you're a fan and when you're following stuff is you want to be able to say it with your chest. And with the Jets, I have that same thing. Last year, I went into the season going, I think with Rodgers, this team can go to the Super Bowl. This year, I can't do it because of the injury thing that lingers and hangs over you and makes you hesitate instead of saying it with your chest. Does that make sense now? I'm not trying to be a Debbie Downer. I'm way too much of a realist right now.
No, it doesn't make sense.
I hear what you're saying, but listen.
Don't hear him, Big Rob. Don't hear him. You don't got to hear him. You ain't got to feel him neither.
Why don't you let Big Rob talk so we can hear him? Yeah, Rob.
Bro, I have the trilogy of misery. I'm a Mets, Jets, and Knicks fan.
See? So Edwin Diaz happened, right? Then Rodgers happened. You know, Randall happens. Yeah. It's just like, you know, you feel like it's never going to end.
I know. I'm just saying, though. I got in a government vehicle. I was hyped to put y'all on to hear about the Mike Williams thing, and then you just brought me down.
I'm sorry. Man. All right, I hear you. All right. You know what? Rest of the day, we're going to make you feel good.
Big Rob, we're going to have to give you a Celsius or something to boost your energy back up because Allen just took you down.
Yeah, no. We're going to pick it up. There's more to talk about because Jadeveon Clowney's in town now, so you can add to the defense.
So you're like, they get Jadeveon Clowney. It's going to be good. Then he's going to sign. Well, you know. He's never lived up to expectations. Like that's basically what he do.
Appreciate you, Big Rob.
I appreciate the time. Y'all are the best whole nation, man.
Keep doing good things like you're doing, man. We appreciate you for that. Let's go to Colin in Red Bank. Colin.
Hey guys, thanks for taking my call. Big fan of the show.
Thank you.
I just think that the two franchises are in such different places right now. The Jets are trying to win now, and the Giants are in a full rebuild. But even still, like, the Giants have a playoff entrance and victory under their belt before the Jets do, and I think that's more of a state of the coaching. Like, something will go wrong this season, and I trust the Giants coaching staff to see them through that more than I trust the Jets coaching staff, even with the talent that they have. Like, the fact that Nathaniel Hackett has a job still is beyond me. I just don't understand it. Like,
but you know why? You know the answer to that, though, Colin.
I mean, he had 35. Yeah, he had 35 different. Yeah. He had 35 combinations of offensive linemen last year. Like, was he great? No. But like, we all know.
Because of Aaron Rodgers.
But we know Aaron Rodgers is the OC. Yes. We know that every player that we have on here, like, man, I just can't tell you, it's different. Even Mecole Hardman hating ass was like, yeah, I mean, when everything is 12. When 12 in there, I'm telling you, he is different, man. Like, he played with Mahomes. He sounded like, yo, I know. But when that 12, that 12 something else, my dog.
He's 8 with the Jets. But still, I understood what you meant. But Colin makes a good point. Thank you, Colin. Colin makes the point that he's right. It's two franchises in different places right now. One is trying to build up to becoming a team that can win it all. The other one is trying to reset. And that's what Joe Shane's focused on, is more of a reset.
This would be a 2-year reset.
No. It usually takes 3 to 5.
And then move
a real reset takes 3 to 5.
What I'm saying is they won't survive a reset because of the early
success.
And that's
ridiculous.
Because of the early success.
Well, you only survive it if you see tangible improvement incrementally. If you don't, if you have like bust draft picks and a couple of signings that end up being.
Oh, like Evan Neal?
Yeah.
Okay. So almost there.
Well, that's one. How's Thibodeau look? Okay. So the point is that if you have, like, you've got to put, because Joe Douglas didn't have himself a very good draft 3 years ago. They're all gone.
But he's sucked consistently.
He took a terrible quarterback at number two. That's a big miss as well. But he's been here and been allowed to see this through, and I have no problem with
it. But the team has sucked consistently, so expectations are low. When you make it to the when you win a playoff game, go to the playoffs, then win.
Oh, come on.
No. I'm being tongue in cheek a little bit.
I know you.
But
are.
What I'm saying is,
you know better than that.
When you win, and remember, I told you they're going to win this year, but then the salary cap, because they've spending so much money for that roster, it's going to be gone. They're going to have to rebuild.
Mm-hmm.
Here's the problem. They have a down season this year where we expect maybe Washington closes the gap. They got a lot of good.
See who they get at quarterback.
Washington's brought in a lot of solid players, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like from other places. I feel like they went to the transfer portal and basically brought in everybody from Bobby Wagner to every player you can think of.
Yep.
So that'll be 2 years, right? If this year's down, it'll just be 2 years for them.
Mm-hmm.
If they decide to move on from Daniel Jones, then they're bringing in ushering in a rookie quarterback.
Yeah, that's the biggest question. For Joe Shane, like every GM, the quarterback is the biggest thing. It's like Ryan Poles is doing that right now in Chicago.
Yeah, but then that could be 3 years.
Yeah.
Right. So, like, you go from winning, and then you're going to say the regime haven't went to the playoffs in 3 years.
Let me ask you. What,
that could be tough.
What saved Joe Douglas and Robert Saleh?
Aaron Rodgers.
Yes, landing Aaron Rodgers.
Because they never get to see what it looked like.
Because
Aaron Rodgers would have played and they still didn't do anything,
getting him,
they
would have
got fired.
Because Zach Wilson wasn't it.
I got it, but what I'm saying is they would have got fired. If Aaron Rodgers would have played and the Jets still didn't make the playoffs, they probably would have all got fired.
Or if Aaron Rodgers said, I'd rather go somewhere else and didn't come here, they probably would have gotten fired too. Because Zach Wilson clearly wasn't ready. When he did end up playing, he looked terrible.
They messed up when they let Mike White go.
Yeah, probably.
Because he was their Kirk Cousins.
He kind of fit.
He was your Kirk Cousins.
But even then.
He was your Brock Purdy.
Right. But like, another guy, though, that you hit him once and forget it, he's out. Right? Yeah,
he don't know how to fall.
800-919-3776. Joe in Staten Island. What's up, Joe?
Hey, guys. What's going on? How are you?
You tell me. How are you doing?
Oh, I'm doing pretty good.
Awesome.
Well, two things I wanted to say. Yesterday, when you were naming, beloved Knicks, I was surprised you didn't mention Stephon Marbury. What do you think about that?
Was he beloved? I just think he was here at a bad time, right? Like, I just think he was here. It just wasn't a good time. Like, the team wasn't very good. He was excellent. Look at his numbers. His numbers are fantastic. But,
I thought he was, like, a pretty popular guy.
Oh, popular is one thing.
But
beloved,
to make the all-time list?
Like, beloved, like, comparing him to some guys that, you know, are going to get ovations and stuff. Like I said, I don't know. Look, New York City-wise?
I feel like if he went to the stadium on any given night, I feel like the crowd would definitely be like, oh, man. Like,
maybe. No. I think now, because of everything he achieved in China, and then the fact that he's a New York City guy, like, if you put him in New York City, in that, not Knicks history, but New York City, I think he's one of the special ones to come out of here playing basketball because of that journey from Lincoln and everything else. Like, I think that story alone is special. But when you put him with Nick people, like, it'll be hard to find him among the first 16 names you'd come up with, or even 8 names because we got to include others. You know what I mean? And I'm not trying to hate. Like, it ain't about hate. It's just being a realist. But New York-wise, if you're doing New York point guards, yeah, of course. Of course.
I have also a Jets thing, too, I wanted to say. Let me just play GM for a second. If I, maybe I would like to pick up those two Ravens. Definitely Clowney and maybe Odell Beckham.
No, I'm not taking Odell. No, Odell.
Maybe, you don't want Odell?
No, Odell.
No,
I'd rather get Tyler Boyd than Odell.
And then bring in Bakhtiari, I feel like that would make us really special. Again, like you said, Han, healthy. But I do agree with Bart. Right now, we should be, in a good spot.
Mm-hmm.
Joe, how much money you think y'all got, man? You just going to bring Bakhtiari on for $5 million? You going to bring Odell? You only got $9 million of cap space left, bro.
Bakhtiari's coming on a discount. He just wants to hang out with his boy.
I think a lot of guys take the minimum just to play on championship teams.
They still have Max Mitchell. They have Carter Warren, who they're big on. And they're going to draft one. How many linemen you think you can carry?
Well, what's wrong with Bakhtiari, though?
I'll go with Bakhtiari. Yeah. I feel like he has a chemistry.
Well, why do you have a problem with that?
You already have Bakhtiari and Tyron Smith.
No, you don't.
A great left tackle.
It's always good to have that other guy.
That's
like
right.
That.
Depth, baby. Right,
and that's going to that's going to be Carter Warren.
Hmm. But don't you want Aaron to be happy?
No. We did it your way. You should be happy with the receivers that we got for you and the left tackle we got for you.
All right. All right, we'll continue with calls. 800-919-3776.
You thought I was gonna fall into that Bakhtiari trap.
Did you watch any college basketball last night? Because if that's how the tournament's going to go,
I watched Virginia get the ass kicked.
If that's how the tournament's going to go, we're in for a problem. I'm going to watch the women's tournament.
That boy won't see anyway.
Like, if this is what we're getting, I'm sorry. I'm watching the women's tournament.
You ain't watched men's basketball, college basketball all year anyway, so you missed
the tournament. I know. I keep up with UNC. I watch them. I keep up with some things. Shout out Wagner. Happy for them. It's great. But that Virginia thing? Oof. 800-919-3776.
A tiny game lit right now.
More of your calls. Oh, yeah. By the way, it's opening day, everybody. First pitch was like 5 a.m., 6 a.m.
Yeah, they lit over.
What? What are we doing? All right, we'll get back to your calls. Stay with us. Barton Hahn, 98.7 ESPN.
We all know breakfast is an important part of your day. But sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any. You know what happens? You grab a cup of coffee and skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, and waffles. And really, who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Thanks for listening to the Barton Han Show podcast. Listen live weekdays at noon on 98.7 ESPN.
So day after day, I stay locked up in my room. I know to you, the sun it is great, but I wish it would rain. Here come your part, Alan. It's your part. Here
I don't wish it would rain.
Here come your part, Alan.
Okay.
So badly, I want to go outside. Everybody knows that Alan loves to cry. Listen, he wants to cry because crying eases the pain.
Oh, my God. Talk about pain.
Wet blanket.
That was painful.
Wet blanket. I find your lack of faith disturbing.
What can I say? It's somebody tweeted it to me, and they're absolutely right. He said... That Jets PTSD is rough.
I mean...
And that's what it is.
The Tampa Bay Buccaneers used to have it.
I want to believe.
The Saints used to have it.
But I don't...
I thought Under Armour was your favorite song.
I believe. That song has now been rewritten since I've been to Durham, New Hampshire. Because in Durham, New Hampshire, the song goes, I believe in UNH. It's a great song.
Wow.
Student section sings it every game. It's tremendous. It's inspiring. It's why they won so many home games this year.
Mm.
Throwing it out there. Speaking of home games, you know where I was last night?
Nassau?
No. Well, I mean, technically, I guess, if you want to say Belmont, but UBS Arena.
Ah.
I was at the Islanders. So Zach's home for a brief stint, and
okay,
we got to get to catch a game. So we went to see Islanders Hurricanes. Not going to talk about the game.
Did they win?
Not going to talk about it.
Yeah.
Wasn't great.
You're supposed to be the good luck charm.
But we did have a little bit of opportunity to talk with John Ledecky, the team owner. And he's, like, again, great guy. We've talked to him before. Very welcoming, very charming. Very energetic and passionate about his team, which you'd love about an owner. But he did say, where's Bart? He was bragging to people about our show. Like, around, like, I was like, not, I was an earshot, but I wasn't anywhere near him bragging about our show. So he listens, loves the show. But his biggest question was, where's Bart? When is he coming to a game? I'm trying.
That's damn near Iceland. That's so east. Like, y'all can see.
Like, Zach's never going to get his dream to play in the Islanders organization because they won't sign him because of you.
I'll pull up.
It's all you.
I told you I was trying to pull up.
How does he have a chance? He has no chance because Uncle Bart ain't coming out.
I told you I was trying to pull up with the green man suit.
I told him about the green man suit. They loved that. Loved the idea of you in the green man suit. You know, D. Wood was there last night, too.
again. He goes to tons of games. He loves them.
He got nothing to do.
What do you mean? He's got 8 million kids. He's on every show on ESPN.
Exactly. If you had 8 kids,
oh, he finds a reason not to be home?
That's a long ride. Like, yeah, let me get a – yeah. Daddy going to be gone till tomorrow. I got to drive out to Nassau.
I got to go out to the island. Yeah, he was there. But, yeah, they were missing you. And so they John Ledecky himself asked for you by name.
Thanks for the invite.
What do you mean invite?
Hey, Bart, I'm going to the game. You want to come through?
I already know that answer.
Like, yeah, you call it Big Daddy, give me you call it Boomer, let me I'd have Norman, to say, let me use the chopper.
I'd have to say Felicia Richard is going to be at UBS watching the Islanders play. Would you like to go too?
Yeah,
I'll
book a hotel. Like, I think I'm gonna stay for a couple of days. I don't wanna have to drive way back.
So this is what we have to do. The Islanders have to have a Felicia Richard night.
Yo.
She drops the puck.
I will kiss the
phone. And then sits in, like, you know, a suite, and then you can be there.
No, she has to sit there, and y'all have to make sure that we get on Kiss Cam.
Oh, Kiss Cam.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Kiss Cam. I put these lips on her.
She's the queen to be.
I put these lips on her. Like, look, why everybody standing up for Ohtani, but anybody stand up for Daisuke? He's like, yo, I'm Asian.
It's amazing that this is opening day.
Ain't Daisuke Asian?
I mean,
or is he Islander?
What?
Just because he got an Asian name don't mean he's Asian.
What? He's Japanese. You talking about Matsuzaka?
No. I'm talking about Daisuke from the Padres.
Yeah.
Is he Asian?
Yes.
So why ain't nobody cheering for him?
It's in Korea. The game is in Korea.
Okay, and Shohei is from where?
Well, but it's Shohei Ohtani.
No. Daisuke. He was the man before he was tipping off pitches. He was the man. He was in that same uniform.
It's Ohtani, though.
It's Daisuke.
But it's Ohtani.
But it's Daisuke. How you gonna show love to one Asian and not show love to the other one?
Can I give
Hello, I'm standing right here. I'm standing right here. What's up?
Can I give you a tournament update driven by Nissan?
Yes, please.
They racist. Look at him. He looking like no love for me. Look, they got a bunch of Asians. Ain't nobody cheering for nobody in all L.A.
It's Ohtani.
As soon as you go on the thing.
His wife, by the way, is being treated like she's Taylor Swift. I mean, she's on the world feed. Like, every they constantly are cutting to her. It's amazing. That's how famous they are as a couple in Asia.
Wow, she was a
famous.
She was a below-average basketball player.
She was a good basketball player. She played in the Japan Professional League.
First of all, I would argue that ain't nobody a good basketball player in the Japan League.
What are you talking about?
Man, they don't hoop.
It's professional
in Japan.
Basketball. If somebody's paying you, you're good.
They don't hoop. Okay. All right. So let's go watch to the like the G League here.
And?
Or let's go out to the N1 Mix Tour. They don't make them good.
It does. If you're good enough to be paid to play, you're good.
All right. Let's go pick out who we want to bring up from the Rock Football League. Because we think they're
the
so
UFL?
Good. Yeah, let's see. Let's go pick some UFL player. Let's see how many
spring
people.
Spring football is here.
Won't nobody even watch that crap. I'd much rather watch a spring ball game from Michigan than go watch that. Nobody try to see that stuff, man. Come on, man.
Anyways, it's tournament update driven by Nissan. Wagner, for those in Staten Island.
Oh, my bad.
New York City.
My bad.
71-68 win over Howard. At least we had a good game.
I'm not saying y'all look alike. I'm not saying that.
By the way, I
just forgot the name.
Wagner, this is the reward they get for winning their first four matchup. They get to play UNC, number one seed, on Thursday. UNC is one of the favorites to win it all. Colorado State beat Virginia. Remember the team that...
Man, did they score like 60 points?
They didn't get to 60. They didn't even get to 50.
Trash.
So Virginia, which is what everybody... Oh, they had to get Virginia.
Didn't they win a championship a couple years ago?
What?
Didn't they win a championship like a couple
years ago? I mean, or they didn't win a championship.
They lost to like this.
Yes.
But then I think they
Can
won.
Can I finish this?
No.
Okay. Virginia. So the score was 67-42. Not a typo. 42. Apparently they didn't score for like an hour worth of real time.
I think they played boring basketball too, right?
Very. Colorado State now will move on to take on Texas on Thursday.
They get their ass whooped.
Yeah. The Midwest 16 play-in tonight, Grambling and Montana State, 6:40 tonight. The South, the 10 seed play-in, Colorado and Boise State. 9-10. Does Deion pull up for this game?
See, Virginia won in 2019. They won the championship.
Colorado plays Boise. Does Deion pull up in this game?
Of course. Okay. This kid's going to pull up to be seen.
And that was our tournament update, driven by Nissan.
Oh, I know that's what you was doing.
Yes. This is me and Donkey.
Oh.
You have the right to remain silent. What you lack is the capacity. Coming at you with all the excitement of a Hollywood blockbuster, the Nissan Thrill the Drive sales event. Shop impressive savings at NissanUSA.com today. A little Han Hoops hierarchy coming up in the 1 o'clock hour. We'll talk some hoops with you.
Triple H.
We'll let Bart take that part over. I got a list for you, Bart. It is the top five players who have won an NBA title and an NCAA title. Mm. The names on this list are pretty amazing, but one name was the most difficult one to add. Mm. I'll explain. Barton Hot, 98.7.
Oh, you're going to see. You're going to refresh, the segment.
Gordon Damer at the 98.7 Tullamore Dew Sports Desk. So the smart money is on the Giants selecting a quarterback with the 6th overall pick in the draft. But earlier this morning on DiPietro and Rothenberg, Rick and Dave said quarterback's not the only missing piece.
You still need so much on this team. I mean, they are in the midst of a full rebuild. Whether people want to admit it or not, they're in the midst of a full rebuild.
Right, but I mean, if Darren Waller retires, you just lost Saquon Barkley. I mean, Devin Singletary's fine, but I mean, what do you have?
You need players all over the place. You need offensive line. You need wide receiver. This is not the Jets where it's like, wait a minute, are we done putting this thing together? And now we just kind of manipulate the pieces a little bit? The Giants need everything.
And that is brought to you by Tullamore Dew, because when it's game time, it's Tully time. Tullamore Dew, the original triple distilled, triple blended, and triple cast matured Irish whiskey. Be sure to grab a Tullamore Dew or try the brand new Tullamore Dew Honey during tonight's action. Glasses up to enjoying Tullamore Dew responsibly. Coming up at 3 o'clock, it's the Michael K. Show, and it's only here on 98.7 FM.
Thanks for listening to the Bart and Han Show podcast. Listen live weekdays at noon on 98.7 ESPN.